Jack Ho's a man you'd love to meet. He's strong and tall and dresses neat, an Aussie Outback stockman through and through. He'll tell you about the things he's done. You'll take it in, save maybe one, the day he fought the old grey kangaroo. Kangaroo, kangaroo, the day he fought the old grey kangaroo. He'll stop and look you in the eye. He'll tell you that it ain't no lie, the day Jack fought the old grey kangaroo. Now Buster was his closest mate. If work was on, he couldn't wait. This kelpie was the reason for his blues. The way he took off down the creek, he got a scent, it weren't no sheep, the day Jack fought the old grey kangaroo. Those roos are smart, they're hard to beat. They'll stand in water 6 foot deep and drown the dog in no time, this Jack knew. So when the barking turned to yelps, Jack knew his mate was needing help, the day he fought the old grey kangaroo. Kangaroo, kangaroo, the day he fought the old grey kangaroo. When Buster's barking turned to yelps, Jack knew his good mate needed help, the day he fought the old grey kangaroo. When Jack arrived, the scene was grim. Huge roo in water to his chin, and Buster in his grips was looking dead. Jack had no gun or time to think. Straight in he jumps, and in a blink he had that big grey monster round the head. The roo let Buster float away, but Jack still had a job that day, with 80k of roo meat to subdue. What happened next, I don't quite know. When Jack decided he'd let go, the day he fought the old grey kangaroo. Kangaroo, kangaroo, the day Jack fought the old grey kangaroo. I don't know how Jack got away, but Buster lived and he's okay. Hooray! The day Jack fought the old grey kangaroo.